Let's go to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, thank you so much for your patience and holding today. A question for Eustace Mullins.
Jack and Eustace, you're both warriors, and it's a real honor to be speaking on this program. A couple of observations and two questions. It's a battle over turf, a spiritual warfare, and the lifeblood of the beast is money. But money now, these Luciferians are becoming more sophisticated. They want to eliminate the paper, like you said, and go into the electronic command and control of the energy of the people. And this is because money is nothing more than stored energy or the production of the people, like you pointed out. Now, do you see the next step as them shifting the population so they'll have control of the energy in real time? That's question number one. And then where does the Bank of Switzerland the hub? And where does the Vatican fit in? Because I'm sure the Vatican is.
That's a good question, Ann.
Can I hang on because it's a poor reception today?
You can hang on.
To listen.
Put her on hold, Matt, so that you can hear the response to the question. She asked a lot of good questions. I thought the best one is, and we determined that the bank in Switzerland, the Bank of International Settlements, is the hub for all central banks. It is the central bank of the central banks. What connection might all this have to the Vatican?
Well, the Vatican is a principal financial power because in 1824, the House of Rothschild was appointed the sole fiscal agent of the entire Vatican Empire. And that's been going on since 1824. And since 1824, the House of Rothschild has pretty well run the Vatican.
So the globalists or the Rothschild family run the Vatican, or the Vatican is really employing them as agents?
Well, they have to work with the Rothschilds to stay alive because the Rothschilds control all their money.
Do you believe that these bankers, these international bankers and these old money globalists, in effect, have neutralized the Vatican?
Well, that principally is it, that neutralized it. You see, some of these old families that go back to the Roman Empire have some of the biggest mansions in Venice and Italy and Rome and so forth, and therefore... These people have survived, and they're surviving by using their same old techniques of staying close to power, using money as power, and they go sailing right on.
I want to remind people of a quote made at a Bilderberg conference in 1991 by David Rockefeller, or Rockenfelder, his true name. He's a humanist, CFR kingpin, founder of the Trilateral Commission. He's a New World Order godfather. And he said this: "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time magazines, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward world government, the supernatural sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. These people think that they're doing something good for us." Isn't that right, Eustace?
Well, David Rockefeller sneered at all of the nationalists and the free-thinking people of the world because he said they don't have any money. And that's true, most of them don't.
Yeah.
And that's a differentiation.
Well, collectively, I guess we do. And collectively, at this point, we've been given the power to be consumers. We can now start voting with our dollars more effectively than ever before, though that might just get them desperate enough to take it to the next level. I know that they'd rather do this in a more covert manner, Eustace, but they're prepared to pull the plug on the whole thing and throw us into another world war at any time.